Howdy, folks. You know, a school teacher was telling me the other day he thinks these television quiz programs are hurting education. He says now every time one of the pupils answers a question, he wants to get paid for it. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment, and we try real hard to make it please everybody, even the critics. I noticed some critics lately, they've been saying that several TV shows are a bad influence on children. I don't know. Sure, they show shooting and villains and things like that, but when I was a kid, I got the same ideas from books. One I read about a lot was an Indian name of Deerfoot. He was a Shawnee, and if there was anything he despised, it was a Winnebago. About every chapter, Deerfoot would fight the Winnebagoes, and he was forever saying, "Winnebago bad, him die." And this influenced me real good. I'd run out of the house, whooping and yelling, "Woo-woo-woo-woo," and the first person I'd see, I'd run up to and holler, "Winnebago bad, you die." Didn't matter who it was, the boy next door or my own grandma, any, bang, bang, I'd shoot him. And, of course, if I was using the bow and arrow, I'd leave out the bang, bang. I'd go, I'd go like that. But according to these critics, that should have made me real ornery, but that is quite a spell back, and I haven't bowed and arrowed a Winnebago yet. Matter of fact, I wouldn't know a Winnebago if I saw one. Seems to me, though, if parents are afraid a show's bad for a child, it shouldn't be too much of a strain to walk over to the TV set and shut it off. You know, you can tell him it is out of order or something. Anyway, here's Paula Richards and four Winnebagoes, mostly from the Irish reservation. They're singing Dancing in the Dark.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love.
We can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine. Dear one, tell me that we're one.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in
of a silly song to me, Dancing in the Dark. I stumble all over myself in broad daylight, you know. You know, I was speaking about Deerfoot and the Winnebagoes a while ago. Folks seem to forget that the Indians had peace pipes as well as tomahawks. You know, they wanted to live relaxed, same as you and I. And today, when people relax, they like to chew double mint gum, you know. Chewing double mint is relaxing, that's for sure, and it's the kind of relaxing that gives you genuine enjoyment while it untenses you, you know, eases you down. We all appreciate that kind of relaxing, and chewing double mint helps us to get it, too. So buy some double mint today. Try it yourself. You'll see. Well, how about some more music? The hollering, whooping, hollerins are going to sing Some Folks.
Some folks like to sigh, some folks do, some folks do. Some folks long to die, but that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say.
Some folks fear to smile,
some folks do, some folks do.
Others laugh through guile,
but that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say, no matter what some folks say. Some folks fret and scold, some folks do, some folks do. Soon they'll be dead and cold, but that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say. Some folks toil and save, some folks do, some folks do, to buy themselves a grave, but that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say.
You know, there's all kinds of music here. You name it, our boys have got it. This orchestra, they can mix up music so good that half the time you can't tell the Bach from the rock. They're real good at swing. Of course, swing, that's the music, as Leopold Stokowski used to say, the music where the drums carry the melody. Yes, sir. Of course, I think drumming is the original skin game myself. Just listen to our drummer, Dick Shanahan, here on this next selection. See there? Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time again. And it's been quite a spell since I gave you a recipe from the Buttram cookbook. I don't like to give out these rare old recipes too often. There's too many spies from Duncan Hines around trying to get hold of these choice culinary creations in which we Buttram specialize. If I remember rightly, one of the last recipes I gave you was for ham hock marmalade. That's a real experience for any digestive tract. And today's recipe is another stomach walloper. The famous Lydia P. Buttram's garlic marble cake. Now, this started out to be just an ordinary Buttram fruit cake, but you see, Lydia couldn't see too well, and instead of raisins, she accidentally put in a handful of garlic. Now, garlic smells different than raisins, but Lydia couldn't smell too good either. Matter of fact, she couldn't cook too good. But when the cake was done, she made a real peachy frosting. It was 3 cups of blackstrap molasses garnished with rooster combs sautéed in possum fat. And she poured this over the cake and then decorated it with marbles. I think it was, Aggie Shooters she used there. But you hear a lot about cakes, you know, that are light and fluffy. Well, garlic marble cake's different. It's heavy and hard. Garlic marble cake is not just for anybody to eat. It's just for folks that like to push out their stomachs and throw a lot of weight around. Well, that's our Buttram bonus recipe for today, dedicated to gourmets with cast iron stomachs. It's a mighty fur piece from Garlic Marble Cake to Paula Richards and her lilting larynx, but here she is singing for her boyfriend, I've Got a Crush on You. Probably dropped some of that marble cake on his foot.
How glad a million laddies, from millionaires to caddies, would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I've never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning potty? We could share, the world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning potty? We could share, the world will pardon my mush, 'cause I got a crush, a crush, a crush, my baby, on you.
Ah, Paula does us a favor every time she sings, you know. Of course, Double Mint does you a favor by making your breath sweet and aiding your digestion, too. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and folks, if you should see the fellow that borrowed my lawnmower last spring, ask him to return it, will you? I've got another chance to lend it out. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.